empty bottles could get filled. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Within the next hour or so, a U.S. military flight carrying baby formula is expected to arrive in Indianapolis. A second flight should arrive after that. The country is coping with a severe shortage, and later this week, formula manufacturers will testify before Congress, along with the FDA commissioner.
Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette, chair of the panel that oversees the FDA, says both Abbott Nutrition and the FDA have come under scrutiny for the handling of contamination reports leading to a major facility shutdown in February. DeGette wants to hear from witnesses how the formula shortage happened and what is being done to get formula back on shelves.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Meeting for the first time in person since the start of the pandemic, the World Health Organization's World Health Assembly. It's happening in Switzerland, where a case of monkeypox has been confirmed. President Biden was asked about the outbreak earlier before leaving South Korea to head to Japan.
It is something that everybody should be concerned about. We're working on it hard to figure out what we do and what vaccine, if any, may be available for us.
Worldwide, more than 80 cases of monkeypox have been confirmed. Voters in Alabama, Arkansas, Texas, and Georgia head to the polls on Tuesday for primary elections.
In Georgia, Trump-backed David Perdue has been struggling to make any headway over incumbent Governor Brian Kemp. Trump will hold a telephone rally for Perdue tomorrow night. Now, in Texas, the former president's influence is faring better. He endorsed current Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was leading heading into Tuesday's runoff election.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Paxton is being challenged by George P. Bush. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's not getting any easier to fill the gas tank.
AAA reports the national average for a gallon of regular is now at $4.59. That might force cash-strapped Americans to stay close to home this Memorial Day weekend. Again, the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues to put pressure on crude oil prices.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Sticker shock at the gas station has the White House pushing electric vehicles. Today in South Korea, President Biden mentioned Hyundai's plans to build an electric vehicle factory in Georgia.
The new facility should be rolling out the latest electric vehicles and batteries to power them by 2025.
The administration has set a goal that by the year 2030, 50% of all new vehicles sold in the U.S. will be electric. The tornado that ripped through a small community in northern Michigan was an EF3 with winds of 140 miles per hour. The severe weather killed two people and injured more than 40 others. How busy will the upcoming Atlantic hurricane season be? Predictions are expected this week.
Hurricane season begins June 1st in the Atlantic Basin, which includes the ocean, the Caribbean Sea, and the Gulf of Mexico. Last year had NOAA's tropical meteorologists forecast above normal activity for the season, and their prediction had been proven true with 21 named storms and 7 hurricanes, 4 of which grew to be major cyclones. It's likely a similar forecast is in order for this year, and now is a good time for coastal and even inland residents on the eastern seaboard to stock up on supplies and double-check insurance coverage. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The snow shovels are out in Colorado. A late spring snowstorm in the Denver area dumped several inches of snow. It was wet and heavy, which brought down power lines. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.